Welcome to today's Business Spotlight, brought to you by Logistics Plus. Logistics Plus is a leading worldwide provider of transportation, warehousing, global logistics, and supply chain solutions, headquartered right here in Erie, Pennsylvania. Today, our guest is Scott Motter, Manager of Warehousing, Safety, and Compliance for Logistics Plus. Scott, welcome to Business Spotlight.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joe.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate your time. And Scott, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and the path that led you to Logistics Plus?
Yeah, so I grew up in Titusville, Pennsylvania. So I'm from Western PA here. Then I went to the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. While I was in Bradford, I started working in the oil and gas industry, doing logistics, loading trucks, managing inventory to procurement of materials. And then eventually I got my hands into the safety and compliance side in the oil and gas industry, as well as project management. While doing that and in the oil and gas industry, it's a very busy industry. You've kind of got to go where the work is. So I was traveling on the road quite a bit. And I have a wife and two children. So that got difficult at times. So I made the choice then to kind of change my career path. And that's how I found LP. And the rest is history. It'll be 5 years I've been with the company actually this weekend. So exciting. It's been fun. Learned a lot along the way. Yeah, nothing but good things. So.
Well, that's great, Scott. You have seen rapid growth at Logistics Plus in the past 5 years, haven't you?
Oh, it's been crazy. We had warehousing in Erie, not to the scale we do now. It was more local customers, things like that. But we have grown tremendously. We now have 5 buildings alone in Erie. We also have a Jamestown, New York warehouse in Meadville, Pennsylvania as well. And so our regional footprint now is around 400,000 square feet. It's constantly changing, and we're constantly looking for opportunities to grow here locally. As long as it makes sense for our customers, it works out well. One of the great things about Erie in this local market, we can provide some cost-saving measures. Our lease and rent rates here are a lot less expensive than they are in the bigger cities, closer to ports. So it works out well in our favor. We can get really competitive with our rates, provide solutions for our customers, you know, in an economical way. So it's worked out well. We've shown the availability and our capabilities, what we can do here locally to our customers, and they've kind of latched on and given us more opportunities here locally. So one of the other things is we know the market very well. So if we have a large project come to us, we're very active with real estate agents. We're constantly looking at new spaces and availability. Just so we have an idea if that big project comes, we've got, you know, a space kind of earmarked for it, and we can go knock that down and have a solution for our customers. So it works out really well, and it's great to provide jobs here locally as well.
Scott, where does Logistics Plus have warehouses locally, and what sort of capacity do you have in the region?
Yeah, so right now we've got 5 buildings in Erie, like I said. We've got Jamestown, New York, and Meadville, PA as well. Those have opened in the last year or so. And we're over 400,000 square feet now, constantly growing. It's worked out very well. So we do have capacity here in Erie. And if we don't at the time a customer comes, we find a way to make it happen. We work with our real estate agents. We know the market well. So it's not hard for us to provide a solution quickly. And we can get, you know, short-term project leases, we can do long-term. So, I mean, we're very flexible with our space. We have a great staff here in Erie that helps us be flexible so we can shift people from one building to another based on the daily need. It works out really well. Our corporate headquarters is here, as you know. So we get a lot of weird projects where we need additional people, and it makes sense. So we keep growing here, doing as much as we can to give back to the community and hire local people.
And Scott, you've already alluded to it a couple of times early in the interview, amazing growth in the Logistics Plus warehousing operations. What do you attribute this growth to, Scott?
So there's a lot of things, I think. One thing, the pandemic definitely helped the warehousing industry all over the place. Prior to, you know, COVID and 2020, Most companies were doing just-in-time inventory. We realized very quickly when ports shut down, the ships shut down, things like that, that we can't get goods into the U.S. as fast as we could before. So I think you're seeing a big shift in the way our customers are thinking in all industries. So they want more product on hand at all times. So if something like that were to happen again, they've got it readily available and they're not at the will of, you know, the shippers and things like that. So that's one thing that definitely has helped our growth. Another thing is brick and mortars are kind of going away. You see a lot of storefronts closing down. Somebody's, you know, the products are still being sold. People are still buying products, but it's in a different way. So a lot of people are online shopping. So all of these goods have to be stored somewhere. And instead of being in a brick and mortar store, that's kind of moved to the warehouses. So orders are placed and then they're shipped directly from warehouses to the end user. That's a big part of it. And then also for Logistics Plus, our customer service, it speaks for itself. We've won a lot of customers that way. Once we get people to try us out, they don't usually leave. They continue to work with us and we help them grow. So a lot of things going on to help that growth, but those are the main ones for sure.
We talk a lot on this program about the incredible growth of Logistics Plus once again. Now, across the globe, when it comes to the warehousing operations, you're in a firm growth mode. Is the company currently seeking additional warehouse space? And if they are, can you talk a little bit about the logistical advantages that are there with these locations?
Yeah, so we're constantly looking for new markets, new opportunities to expand our operations, especially overseas. And a lot of that has to go with, you know, Logistics Plus, we're trying to be a one-stop shop for everybody. We want to do as much as we can for our customers. It's going to reduce frustration on their end. We can handle a lot of things more efficiently if we keep it in-house. There's been a ton of growth overseas in Europe, in Asia, Australia. So as long as it makes sense, we have customers that have the need. We're finding, you know, opportunities to put our footprint there, put warehouses up and be able to help our clients. I mean, it definitely helps with the imports and exports that we can handle everything together from the shipment to the export of it directly to an LP warehouse somewhere else across the globe. It just makes sense for a lot of our customers.
So basically, Scott, for those of us not involved in the logistics industry, really LP is all about the solutions and satisfying problems for their clients.
Yes, definitely. If your company has a problem, they need a solution, please reach out. Even if we're not in that market, it's something we'll look into. We want to provide a solution and help you through your logistical needs. And we are a logistics company, but ultimately, we are a solutions provider. I know when you think of logistics, it's warehousing, it's moving freight, it's things like that. We do a lot of other things that other companies don't do that are on top of that logistics type of work. So yeah, no, definitely. If there's a need somewhere, anywhere in the country, anywhere around the globe, we'll look at it. If it makes sense for us and it makes sense for the customer, we'll definitely provide a solution and continue the relationship. So.
Makes sense. Today, our guest is Scott Motter, Manager of Warehousing Safety and Compliance for Logistics Plus. Scott, are there any special certifications or specialized equipment that make Logistics Plus warehouses attractive to certain types of goods or industries?
Yeah, so we have FDA registered facilities, alcohol Bailey for hire licenses, which is be able to warehouse and store alcoholic products. We do hazmat in some of our facilities as well. You need special certifications and training to be able to do that. It's been actually a very big part of our growth. We're seeing more and more of it. And there's not a lot of logistics companies out there that handle hazmat. And it's something we're growing. We're trying to expand to be able to help our customers a lot more. Also, we do have some temp controlled space throughout the country. So if there are goods that need temp control, we are an option for that as well. There's a lot of food that needs to come in to our facilities, needs to be warehouses. We have to have the FDA registration for that. There's inspections involved with all of those things. And we have great teams, a great legal team, great compliance team that helps us get these certifications. And honestly, we didn't have these certifications, you know, just because they happened because a customer came to us with an issue. They needed a solution. So part of the solution was acquiring these certifications to be able to handle their goods. So again, at the end of the day, it's a customer need thing. If they need it, we'll look into it, provide a solution, and come up with a game plan. So that's how a lot of these certifications have been driven to us. And it's great because it's opened up many other lines of business as well.
Let's take a moment and do a deep dive into LP's warehousing services locally. Can you provide any examples to us of current customers using your warehousing locally?
Yeah, so we do warehousing and logistics services for almost every industry across the board. Some of the big ones here locally, which you wouldn't think being in Northwest Pennsylvania, the solar industry, we warehouse solar panels, power inverters, small components, all kinds of things that go into the solar field installations. Technology companies from, you know, pick, pack, and shipping nuts, bolts, and screws to cables to computers to IT server equipment. We've had big customers where we handle all of their technology needs from kitting to configuration. So a lot of things in the technology sector. The furniture industry, there are some big furniture manufacturers here locally that we do work with and are partners with in warehousing and logistics as well. And as we spoke before, the FDA registration, that came because of the food and beverage industry. So we warehouse some energy drinks and also some alcohol products for a couple of local businesses. And we've watched them grow since they've started with us. And it's been great. Some of them have gotten contracts with some of the bigger merchandisers and retail chains out there. So it's cool to see and be part of that growth as well. But manufacturing local, we support local plants here, plants across the country from our warehouses here in Erie. Then also the education industry. We have projects where we are actually supplying STEM kits for schools in the state of Pennsylvania. So we're actually procuring the materials for them, kitting those into the actual STEM kits, and then shipping directly to the consumer. The healthcare industry, we have raw materials on here actually in Erie that go into making bandages and wound care as well. And then clothing, all kinds of different things. You name it, we probably have had it here at one point. It's been really cool. You don't realize all the different industries out there and here locally, you know, until you start doing some of this stuff. And it's been great. And like I said, if it's something we've never done, if it's an industry we haven't really worked with, which we work with all kinds, we'll find a way, we'll provide the solutions, and we'll figure it out. I mean, that's what we're great at. We have great teams of people that think outside the box to provide those solutions. But a lot of our warehousing here locally is general pallet in, pallet out warehousing. I know we'll talk about it some more here in a little bit. But we do transloading services as well, which is a truck comes in or a C container comes into our building. We would unload that and then we would load it directly onto another truck or type of container. Our customers use that mainly to change modes of transportation, whether it's, you know, from truckload needs to be into a container to go rail, or a container that needs to be decontainerized and put into a truckload to be delivered to another warehouse. So we do that. We also do export container stuffing, which not a lot of companies do. They could be floor loaded where you load boxes from the floor to the ceiling, or they could be fully palletized. And we also have pick, pack, and ship fulfillment here in Erie. It's a growing side of our business. We have multiple facilities here that handle that. And those customers are in the clothing industry and in the promotional materials industry here locally, but they are shipping packages all over the country for our customers. So it's really cool. We're also doing some kitting that's part of that pick and pack ship where we take multiple items, we put them together into one end product for our customers, and then they get shipped out directly to their end user. Also, I spoke briefly about it before, is high-tech equipment configuring. We've had a team of people working with one of the larger food industry order companies out there that you can order online, and they deliver direct to your door. We've actually done a lot of the configuration of some of the tablets and the IT devices used to place those orders. So that's another service we provide here locally. And then also we have heavy lift capacities up to 15,000 pounds within our own warehouses. So we can handle quite a range of products and weights. We also have our sister company here in Erie, NTL. They have lift capacities up to 60,000 pounds. So if it's a little over 15,000 pounds, we've got a solution as well, using our network and our sister companies to help support our operations. So
that is an amazing cross-section of businesses that you just laid out for us, Scott. What is the difference, though, between standard commercial warehousing services and pick, pack, ship fulfillment services? You do both, right?
Yeah, we do both. There's a lot of differences, but at the end of the day, it's the same principle. Get the customer what they need, when they need it, where they need it. Fulfillment is definitely, you know, the pick, pack, and fulfillment is definitely more high touch. Generally, it's shipped business to consumer. So the end user sees, you know, how we package the product. When it leaves our facility, it's going directly to the end user. So we've got to make sure those are in good shape and it's the way it needs to be for our customers. It's also generally takes more staff, more people than commercial warehousing, just because of the intricate picks and the order volume. Order volumes are very high. Could be anywhere from, you know, 100 orders for a customer to almost 1,000 on a day. Just depends on the day and the time of year. So we've got to be very flexible with our labor when it comes to that, because there are peak seasons as well with fulfillment. As you get closer to the holidays, that usually ticks right up. We have the support locally to help with those ebbs and flows and meet the demand at the time. And usually fulfillment is small parcel outbound. So they'll go out with parcel carriers, UPS, FedEx, USPS, DHL. And we also do integration with online shopping carts and stores, and they can speak directly to our system. It takes some steps to get there, but those are definitely some of our capabilities. And it's definitely a growing type of business for us. Now, the standard commercial warehousing, it's one of our main lines of business. We do it all across the board in all of our warehouses. Mainly it's business to business. It's full pallets in, full pallets out in most cases. Sometimes we are pick and packing from those pallets. It's still not considered, you know, like pick, pack, and ship fulfillment, but it's similar. And that type of warehousing is generally handled by forklifts and heavy equipment. It's a little quicker to get set up and get started with us for general warehousing. We can be ready within a day or two to start receiving freight once you contact us. So definitely quicker. We do it all across the board. And that's kind of it. Lots of differences, but, you know, like I said, we need to get the product to the right place at the right time. And that's the goal. So,
Scott, what makes Logistics Plus the best choice for companies looking for warehousing, distribution, and fulfillment services?
So I think there's a lot of things that make us different than everyone else, but mainly it's our people. I know Jim Berlin, you've had him on here before. He talks about gas. We give a crap here. Our people do, and it's the attitude we look in our people. We want our people to give their best effort every day for our customers. That's the difference for us. It's the customer service. It's finding ways to, yes, providing the solutions to the problems that our customers, you know, are having trouble solving or can't solve on their own. We do the things others won't do that they may think is out of their scope. I mean, we have done everything from installs on sites of a high-end IT equipment to going to a customer's site and unloading solar panels. And then in the same sense, inspecting solar panels that have set in a job field that may need return to a warehouse. So we can send people out on site to do inspections. We have people trained to do it. We can do repacks. So if packaging is damaged, we're doing repacks. We're just doing a lot of the things that other people won't do. If there's a will, there's a way. And that's kind of the LP motto. And I think that's what makes the difference for us.
At the end of the day, it really is about the people and staff and the attitude at Logistics Plus, isn't it, Scott?
For sure. We have great teams. And Jim and Yuri and our management teams have done a great job hiring the correct people to fit LP and have that same attitude. So it's been really fun. I enjoy working with all of my colleagues. There's never a time where you feel like you're boxed into a corner and you can't find a solution. We have great teams that are willing to work and jump in and help provide those solutions. So it's definitely a joy.
Scott, what activities are you involved with on the safety and compliance side of things? Any new initiatives for LP in these areas?
Yeah, so I help provide support to all of our domestic U.S. warehouse operations on safety and compliance. So I help develop the training, implement new safety training, starting new safety initiatives. Also working with OSHA, local and state government agencies, just to make sure we're doing things the right way and within compliance. It's very important. And we take safety very seriously. At the end of the day, we care about our people and we can't do it without them. So we want to make sure they go home from work in the same condition they come in. And a lot of these initiatives and the things we're doing help us do that. We also have a great safety committee here at our headquarters in Erie. It includes some of our management team, some of our operations team, people from all different departments. We use it to get different perspectives on incidents, injuries, things we can improve on. We provide corrective actions, preventative actions to our warehouse teams. We learn from the past and try to get better every day. And that's a main function of that safety committee. It works really well. Great people and good members. Some of the new initiatives we have had, they've definitely been required. Because of the growth we've had, they've become a necessity for sure. Our main line of business is moving freight in and out of the warehouse, on the dock, loading trucks, unloading trucks. We've got to have the equipment to handle the product. So our people definitely have to be certified and trained on that equipment. Previously, we would have forklift vendors come in periodically throughout the year, train our people, and then leave, issue the certification. We found that difficult. We like to be flexible. We want to be nimble. We want to be quick. So when we hire somebody, we don't want to keep them from operating a forklift. We want to get them certified as soon as we can. So we started to send some of our warehouse managers and supervisors from all of our different warehouses across the country to get certified to be train the trainers. So it's a train the trainer type of approach, where we have a manager or supervisor at every warehouse that is now certified to train our forklift operators within our own buildings, on our own time, on our own equipment. So it's definitely helped us become more efficient. It's also helped with the communication levels. Our managers and supervisors know our staff better than anybody. We know our own equipment better than anybody. So it just kind of makes sense. Our warehouse safety training programs, we've had them in place forever, but we're continually improving them as new hazards arise or we take on different types of products. We're updating that constantly. Another one is our hazmat certifications and training. This has been something that's been growing. Hazmat has grown for us. So obviously, we've got to have the certifications and training in place to be able to handle those products. So we've done a lot more of that. So any of the facilities that are housing hazmat materials, the people that are handling those, doing the shipping, doing the paperwork, all of those need specialized training, and we're offering that to our employees as it's needed. And then also our incident and accident reporting procedures, we're really pushing this. We use our incident and accident reports to help reduce incidents in the future, provide corrective actions and things like that. So at the end of the day, it's something we're always working on. It's very important to us. And like I said, we care about our people and we can't do this without them. So that's why it's important to us. We spend more time with our coworkers in most cases than we do our own family. So this is kind of, you know, the people you work with is really your second family. And we all, I think, kind of feel that way. So we got to look after each other and do the right thing. And these initiatives and our safety program definitely help do that.
You know, Scott, I've spoken to Jim Berlin many times about the question I'm going to ask you, as well as Scott Frederick, your head of marketing. And I know they specifically take a great deal of pride in LP getting recognition as a great place to work, especially when that comes from the employee base, where they're saying, Yes, we are a great place to work. We're challenged and we're fulfilled. Can you comment on LP as a career for someone who has aspirations to work for a great local and global company?
Yeah, I mean, we have a ton of people that we get locally here from local universities, local industries. I mean, LP is a great place to work. You have the freedom to do your job. You're not being micromanaged. There are things that we have to do. There are hierarchies to some things, but typically we're pretty flat structure. We give people the leash and the resources they need to go chase a customer or provide the solution for the customer without someone standing over their back saying, no, do it this way, do it this way. We give them an opportunity to learn. It's so different than a lot of places I have worked. You know, if you come from a super structured company that it's, you know, we do it this way and this is the only way, that's not LP. Like I said before, we think outside the box and we promote that. We want our people to think outside the box. There's more than one way to do things. And that's the way we look at things. So, I mean, LP is a really cool place. We have a lot of opportunities. There's a ton of growth here, which is great for young people looking for that career. There's many ways to move up in the company, learn new things. And like I said, we do so many different things. There's opportunities to learn an enormous amount of different types of work and different types of industries. So that's one of the great things about LP, and it seems to work, you know. That's really it.
Scott, thank you so much for your time today. Is there anything else that we missed today that you'd like to add regarding yourself or Logistics Plus?
Yeah, so I think we've covered most everything, but if any of you out there listening are having any issues with your inventory, transportation of goods, or any part of your supply chain, please give us a call. Even if it's something that you don't think we do, we can find a way to help you. Whether we do it or we help provide a solution some other way, we'll find a way to help you. We're a solutions company at heart, and we're going to surprise you with our capabilities and the different scopes of work we can provide. So we work to find a way to make it happen for our customers and try to reduce their headaches. So that's really it. That's LP. Please, if you haven't worked with us before, give us a shout, give us a try. You won't be disappointed.
And we've been talking with Scott Motter, Manager of Warehousing Safety and Compliance for Logistics Plus. Scott, thanks again for being with us today. Today's Business Spotlight has been presented by Logistics Plus. Join us next week at the same time for another edition of Money Radio WPSE's Business Spotlight.